From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Forecasters are calling for more choppy seas and gusty winds along the Gulf Coast this week. The unsettled weather is hampering efforts to complete tests of a supertanker adapted to scoop up oil from the massive spill. The plan is to use booms to direct oil to the jaws or intake vents on the vessel, which has been dubbed a whale. Ed Overton is a professor of environmental sciences at Louisiana State University. He says the giant skimmer should help.
It's certainly a big step in the right direction. I mean, the more oil we get off the surface, the better off it is, the less oil comes ashore.
Overton was on CBS's The Early Show. The costs incurred by BP so far for the massive spill have run up to just over $3 billion. NPR's Rob Gifford reports the company's costs have jumped nearly 18% over the past week.
London-based BP released its latest figures for the response to the Gulf oil spill today. The total of $3.12 billion was up from the figure of $2.65 billion announced just a week earlier. The sum includes the cost of capping the underwater well, cleaning up the oil spill, and payouts to individuals, businesses, and governments. But the figure does not include a $20 billion fund for damages that BP created last month. The company said the total cost of the spill is likely to rise even more. It said the number of people working on the spill response has increased too to more than 44,000. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Much of the East Coast is bracing for a week of scorching heat with triple-digit temperatures expected in many areas. Michael Eckert with the National Weather Service says the reason is a high-pressure system that's not budging.
That high pressure is not only giving us the very hot temperatures in the east, but preventing the storms in the central U.S. from moving very much.
Eckert says the hottest areas will range from Raleigh, North Carolina, northward to New York City. Doug Doyle of member station WBGO has been speaking with people in Newark, New Jersey, who are coping with the heat.
The mercury topped 101 degrees yesterday in Newark. The National Weather Service has already issued an excessive heat warning for southern New Jersey counties. One man says he's been ducking in and out of stores, buying a water bottle when he can. A woman was happy to be headed to work in a nearby hospital. Another resident says he feels sorry for those who don't have air conditioners this week. Public buildings in New York City will be providing cooling centers this week, courtesy of the state's health department. For NPR News, I'm Doug Doyle in Newark.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is slated to meet with President Obama at the White House tomorrow, and on the eve of those discussions, Israel has dropped a long-standing ban on consumer goods from entering the Gaza Strip. Mr. Obama has called Israel's sweeping embargo of the Gaza Strip unsustainable. Israeli officials say they will maintain tight limits on construction materials over concern those products could be diverted from military use by Gaza's Hamas rulers. This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia today. She's pledging U.S. support for the country as it seeks to build a stronger democracy. Clinton was speaking to dozens of women from human rights groups. She did not mention Russia's invasion of Georgia 2 years ago until it was brought up by a member of the audience. A strike by office workers at the nation's busiest port complex in California is now into its fifth day. Steve Julian, a member station KPCC, says the two sides are resuming talks today.
The strike began last Thursday when a contract expired for about 900 clerical workers, the people who process the paperwork that brings cargo in and out of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Their union claims to have given up any request for more money, as long as employees get job security. The shipping companies want to use new computer software programs that would allow customers to access booking information from anywhere. The clerical workers claim that software would put people out of work in the U.S. The lead negotiator for the shipping companies dismissed that concern, saying that it's been fully addressed and that the issue comes down to what he calls feather bedding, hiring more people when there's no work to do, something the shippers find unacceptable. So far, the strike has not disrupted cargo traffic. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Toyota has begun recalling more than 90,000 top-of-the-line Lexus and Crown vehicles in Japan, with a similar move in the U.S. to follow. The automaker says the cars have flaws in their valve springs that could cause the engines to stall while the vehicle is in motion. The recall in the United States will affect nearly 140,000 cars. No accidents or injuries have been linked to the defect. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.